All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Real Woman with Real Issues. Listen, today is Tuesday, April the 14th, 2020, and I am so happy that you guys decided to join me on this evening. I haven't posted in a couple of days a podcast, but today I am back to have a conversation with you guys. As always, please make sure that you tune in to listen to me either on anchor.fm/Anita-Haynes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and now iTunes and Podcast Addicts. Listen, when you go to those platforms, make sure you subscribe because that will help me to increase listeners. Also, it will help you to know when I drop a new podcast. You will get a notification. It will also help with sponsorship as well, okay? I hope each and every one of you had a great weekend and you having a great week so far. And we're gonna jump into this topic real quick, all right? Okay, so you guys, you know, before you clicked on here, you saw the topic. So today I'm gonna be talking about some things. Now, I'm not going to say these are things that I know personally. I've heard from others, and I'm going to tell you why I probably don't know these things personally, but just let's talk about this first, okay? Title of the podcast today is Dirty Things Behind Church Doors. Listen, you know, people have always said that the church is more wicked than people out in the street, or people in the church is more wicked than most people that are out in the street. And this could be true. I have been up in the church my whole life. I grew up in church. And one thing I do know most churches are, they are very, very cliquish. It doesn't matter what you go to, you know, which church you go to, but they're very, very cliquish. And I know for me, that doesn't bother me because I don't try to be in with the in crowd anyway. Who's the clique that's closest to the pastor? I could care less because I'm not trying to be around it. That's number one. Number two, you know, they just messy as heck. So, you know, and I know my demeanor sometimes can be a demeanor where I don't get bothered with that because I can pick up, you know, somebody's foolishness before they can even open their mouth. And I choose to be the kind of a little standoffish depending on, you know, certain situations and certain circumstances. But hey, you know, it has saved me from a lot of things in the past of being that way. And I had to learn that just because a person says they're in a church, just because a person has a title, does not make them the sitting on the right hand of Jesus Christ in heaven. People are still manipulative, nasty, mean, low down, hoes, you know, all kinds of stuff in the church. They really are. So no one gets a, you know, pass with me because I'm elder this or I'm deacon that. No. I still watch who you are as a person because titles are not going to be permitted in heaven. You know, none of that doesn't, you know, make me go, oh, okay. No. It doesn't. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, because I was looking at, and y'all know I look at my little Real House of Atlanta, and I look at Love and hip-hop, stuff like that. So I was watching Love and Hip-Hop of Atlanta yesterday, actually. And they were talking about human sex trafficking and things of that nature. And they had this whole panel that I cannot call that guy's name, but the little rapper that Jock or whatever his name, I can't remember his name. He had a panel and they were discussing human trafficking, and women were telling their stories of how they got into human trafficking. And you know, some was runaways or whatever at 15 and got caught up. Well, one of the young ladies said that it was a mega preacher daughter who got her into human trafficking, or her being, you know, trafficked around to different people and different guys and stuff. And then there was another young lady who said that she was introduced by a bishop or a pastor of a church into human trafficking, and how he taught her that you can make $30,000 off of these girls. So if you had one girl, you can make almost $1 million off that girl by, you know, selling her over and over again to multiple people. Now, I find this very, very, you know, to be disturbing. And I also see why a lot of people kind of distance themselves from the church, because it's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on. You can be a typical member at a church and you're not in behind the scenes of what's going on. And you would think everything is smooth and gravy, but behind the closed doors, behind in the whole circle of things, it's a lot of stuff that be going on. People are being abused. People are lying. People are carrying on all kinds of relationships with married men and women, and all kinds of stuff is going on. And then they get up in these churches on Sundays and they preach their hearts out, or they sing their hearts out, knowing that they just got out of bed with somebody they shouldn't have been in the bed with. With somebody else's husband, with somebody else's wife, with somebody else, whatever. They do this stuff. And the reason why I said I can't personally attest to this, because I don't have time for it. My BS radar goes off real quick. I'm not trying to be a part of your little clique. I'm not trying to be on the inside of what's going on. I'm not trying to be all up in your face. I say hi and I bye. Whoever God lead me to connect with, I will. If he don't, I keep it moving. Because people are manipulative. And now, in some cases, they use the church to stand behind. You still have to be discerning. Don't put your guard down because you at church. I don't put my guard down because I'm at church. I put my guard down if I'm comfortable with you. And believe me, I know whether or not how you are as an individual. All I got to do is just look at you. It's amazing to me. Some people, they go there for that type of stuff. And they always talking about, you know, the people, and they don't go to church because of this. And guess what? It don't matter where you go. It doesn't stop me from going. You know why? Because I don't know what's going on. I don't have time for that. I go get my word. And believe me, I've always been like this. I can hear the word, but I'm going to go back and research what you said now. Because it was a point in time that I didn't do that. I just sit there, whatever the pastor said, that what the pastor go. No, if the pastor ain't coming out that word, we got a problem. And I don't mind saying that. So I go back and I research whatever it is that he may say or whatever, and make sure that, you know, things are, you know, correcting what he's saying coming out of this word. But it just mind-blowing to me that the things that people hide behind in order to be manipulative. Listen, if you're going to, I'm not saying it's right, but don't hide behind the cloth, because see, as they say, God sees and knows everything. But one of the ladies on the panel also said it's easier to get women in church. And y'all know that's the truth. Y'all know it's the truth. All they got to do is promise you, hey, you know, sister, I'm here for you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, call me anytime. All you got to do is get to somebody who's very vulnerable, And when you do that, and they trust you, get them while they vulnerable and they trust you, when you're going through some stuff, it's easy to use to manipulate people using the word, and you thinking they doing something good, but actually they trying to take advantage of you. You know, it's just that we have to understand that people, everybody is human. From the preacher on down, they are human. And that's how I look at people. I don't look at people also as if, okay, you know, they can't do no wrong. I look at everybody as being human, because guess what? They are human first, because just like anybody else, they can make mistakes. We can all make mistakes. Everybody is capable of making mistakes. So I just be wanting people to understand that, you know, you got to look at people as being a human being first before you can look at them being anything else. And that's where we fall short, because we put them up on the pedestal. I put nobody up on the pedestal but God. And when you put people up on a pedestal, then they fall in a human state, then the first thing we want to do is cast a stone. But if you was looking at them as a human first, then when they make mistakes, it wouldn't even surprise you. Don't nothing surprise me anymore when it comes out of the church. I'm no gossiper. I don't go around talking about people in the church or whatever, this, that, and the third. You know, I may, you know, sit back and let people pour their heart about what they've been through, because I've been through some stuff in church. But you know what? When it's all said and done, they still human to me. I just be like, wow, I'm not surprised. Be like, why? Because they such, because I always look at them as being a human being first. Because they feel the pressure of, okay, because I'm a pastor, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. People make them put the pressure on them, make them feel like, okay, they can't make mistakes. They're human. They're gonna make mistakes, just like I'm gonna make mistakes every day. I just don't have a title to my name. We all make the mistakes. We just need to all learn from them. And we need to all stop putting them above everybody. No one comes before man but God. And I just think it's terrible that we have leaders in churches who are doing these type of things, human sex trafficking and all of this stuff. I just don't understand it. It's like now, you know, people popping up with churches and ministries, and with some of these ministries or churches, they got a hidden agenda. It's like, it's not even fair. And wonder why the numbers are dwindling in church, because people just don't trust it anymore. They feel like it's a lie, feel like it's a secret. I'd rather just be out here and get God this way. Because the churches have been hurting people for years, not in this generation. Let's go back to some of my grandparents' generation. Let's go back, way back. You know, bishops and pastors and people and deacons, they've been sleeping around and messing around with folks. They've been doing this, sleeping around. This ain't nothing new. Leave church, finish, you know, preaching a sermon. They go straight to the looker house and get something to drink. They've been doing this stuff. But then they use the word to manipulate people, to make people feel, you know, a certain type of way. When they doing the same thing, they'll be up there preaching to you about this, don't do this and don't do that. And they drinking and smoking and partying they sell. I ain't never understood it. But then, you know, watching the same thing you watching, going the same places you going, but they being sneaky about it. I remember one time I was at church and I could smell the look of so strong on the preacher. I was just like, wow. So you it seemed like you just got an hour sleep. Because one thing about alcohol, it seeps through your pores, especially when you are sweating. You can't pop no gum and you can't pop no mint in your mouth and think that, hey, that's going to kill the taste of alcohol. No, it's not going to do that. You know, if you have some wine or whatever, whenever you can or whatever, in moderation, okay, I get that. Well, you just outright drinking with everybody else and then trying to, you know, throw stones and hit them upside the head, it's a problem. It's a real, real problem. So we need to stop hiding behind all these dirty little things in the churches, or these dirty little secrets. You scared to just be yourself because you put yourself in a situation. You know, if you're going to be what you say you're going to be at church, you got to let all this stuff go. You got to fight every day to let it go. And if you're not going to be that, then wait till you are ready to be all of that. Get it out your system. Help God, ask God to help you get through all of it, if that makes sense. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick. You know, if you guys have anything to add to it, just let me know. But I just wanted to talk about that for a moment, all right? Listen, I appreciate you guys for tuning in today and listening to Little Me for a little bit. And I appreciate everything that you have been doing. My number's been growing up, and I appreciate that, y'all. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying, and I'm still persistent, and I'm not going to give up, okay? But as always, remember, I love each and every one of you. And again, we will talk again soon.